Summary: a senator's stand against unprecedented financial conflicts, Senator Elizabeth Warren's recent intervention in the regulatory process for World Liberty Financial's National Bank Charter application underscores a critical debate over the intersection of political power and financial regulation.
At the heart of the controversy is a demand for transparency, accountability, and the preservation of public trust in banking institutions.
Warren, a prominent advocate for stringent financial oversight, has called on the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, to delay the approval of the application until former President Donald Trump fully divests from the company.
Her argument hinges on the assertion that Trump's financial ties to World Liberty Financial represent an unprecedented level of corruption, blurring the lines between political influence and commercial enterprise.
This case has sparked broader discussions about the ethical boundaries of political figures in the financial sector and the role of regulatory bodies in safeguarding public interest.
The core of the controversy, public trust and conflict of interest, the dispute centers on the National Bank Charter, a privilege that comes with significant responsibilities and requires strict adherence to transparency and separation from potential conflicts of interest.
Warren's position is that the OCC cannot fairly evaluate World Liberty Financial's application without first addressing Trump's financial stake in the company.
She argues that the scale of the alleged conflict, linking a former president to a financial institution, poses a unique threat to the integrity of the regulatory process.
The senator's statement that "we have never seen financial conflicts or corruption of this magnitude" underscores the gravity of the situation, framing it as a systemic risk to the banking sector's credibility.
Warren's appeal to the OCC is rooted in the principle that public trust in financial institutions must be absolute.
A national bank charter is not merely a procedural approval. It is a public endorsement of an institution's ability to operate responsibly and ethically.
The senator contends that Trump's continued involvement in World Liberty Financial undermines this trust, as it creates the perception that political influence could override regulatory standards.
This perceived risk, she argues, could compromise the impartiality of the OCC's decision-making process and erode confidence in the banking system as a whole.
The OCC, tasked with overseeing the safety and soundness of U.S. banks, faces a dilemma, balancing standard regulatory criteria with the unprecedented nature of the political entanglements.
Warren's demand to delay the application until Trump severs his ties reflects her belief that the OCC must prioritize ethical considerations over procedural efficiency.
This stance aligns with her broader legislative agenda, which has consistently emphasized the need for robust oversight of financial institutions to prevent abuses of power and protect consumers.
Broader implications. The revolving door and political accountability Warren's action is not an isolated incident, but part of a larger, ongoing debate about the revolving door between government and finance.
The case highlights the persistent tension between political figures and commercial interests, particularly in heavily regulated industries like banking.
Critics argue that the close relationship between elected officials and financial institutions creates opportunities for undue influence, while proponents contend that such ties are necessary for policy expertise and economic growth.
This particular controversy has reignited discussions about the appropriate boundaries for political figures in commercial enterprises.
Warren's intervention signals a continued effort by certain members of Congress to hold financial institutions and their powerful backers to higher ethical standards.
By pushing the OCC to delay the application, she is effectively demanding that regulators consider the broader implications of their decisions, not just the immediate financial viability of the institution, but the long-term consequences for public trust and democratic accountability.
The outcome of this request could set a significant precedent for how regulatory bodies handle applications with high-profile political linkages.
If the OCC grants the delay, it would affirm the importance of separating political influence from financial oversight, reinforcing the idea that regulatory decisions must account for ethical and reputational risks.
Conversely, if the OCC proceeds without addressing Trump's ties, it could embolden critics to call for greater congressional oversight, further intensifying the debate over the role of government in regulating the financial sector.
Critical takeaways. A test for regulatory integrity, the case of World Liberty Financial and Senator Warren's intervention, raises several critical questions about the future of financial regulation and political accountability.
First, it underscores the importance of transparency in the regulatory process.
The OCC's decision to either delay or approve the application will serve as a test of its commitment to ethical standards, demonstrating whether regulatory bodies are willing to prioritize public trust over procedural expediency.
Second, the case highlights the growing scrutiny of political figures' financial interests.
As public awareness of potential conflicts of interest increases, regulators and lawmakers are under pressure to establish clearer guidelines for the separation of political and commercial activities.
This is particularly relevant in an era where the influence of wealthy individuals and corporations on political outcomes is a frequent point of contention.
Third, the dispute reflects the broader challenge of balancing economic growth with ethical oversight.
While financial institutions play a vital role in the economy, their operations must be subject to rigorous scrutiny to prevent abuses of power.
Warren's position emphasizes that the public's faith in the financial system depends on the integrity of those who govern it, a principle that must be upheld even in the face of political and economic pressures.
The path forward, precedent and accountability, the resolution of this case will have far-reaching implications for both the financial sector and the political landscape.
If the OCC delays the application, it could signal a shift toward more stringent oversight of financial institutions with political ties, potentially deterring similar applications in the future.
This outcome would reinforce the idea that regulatory bodies must act as guardians of public interest, even when faced with complex and politically sensitive issues.
Alternatively, if the OCC proceeds without addressing Trump's ties, it may face increased scrutiny from lawmakers, advocacy groups, and the public.
This could lead to calls for legislative action to establish clearer guidelines for the separation of political and financial interests, potentially resulting in new laws or reforms to prevent similar conflicts in the future.
In either scenario, the case serves as a reminder of the delicate balance between economic growth, regulatory oversight, and political accountability.
The financial sector's ability to operate transparently and ethically is not just a matter of compliance, but a cornerstone of public confidence.
As such, the decisions made by regulators like the OCC will play a pivotal role in shaping the future of financial regulation in the United States.
Conclusion: a benchmark for ethical governance. Senator Elizabeth Warren's intervention in the World Liberty Financial case is more than a procedural dispute. It is a benchmark for the ethical governance of financial institutions.
By demanding that the OCC delay the application until Trump severs his ties, Warren has drawn a clear line between the responsibilities of regulators and the need for public trust.
Her argument that the scale of the alleged conflict is unprecedented underscores the gravity of the situation, framing it as a critical moment for the financial sector to reaffirm its commitment to transparency and accountability.
The broader implications of this case extend beyond the immediate regulatory decision, shaping the future of how power, money, and public trust intersect in the financial world.